Today's podcast has been brought to you by the Mass Communications and Design Department at Misericordia University. Check out what our students are working on by visiting vimeo.com/MUCOM. Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning into the Misericordia University Alumni Podcast. I am your host, Class of 2017 alumnus Mike Gambita. In the first weekend of October, Misericordia University celebrated another homecoming weekend. For the first time in many years, homecoming weekend was celebrated for 3 days, October 4th, 5th, and 6th. With reunions being celebrated, tailgating food being served, and children enjoying all the family-friendly activities, there was no doubt HOCO 19 was a great weekend for all. For some, it is a yearly tradition to come back, like 2016 alumnus Zach Sabaday.
I love the atmosphere at Misericordia. Every time I come back, it's just a reunion of good friends and good memories and just all the good times that Misericordia has brought all of us, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. I am not going to miss a homecoming for the life of me.
And for others, it was their first time celebrating HOCO as an alumni, like 2019 alumnus Wesley Hill.
Oh, it feels just amazing to be surrounded by all my peers and all my friends. I just love it. I wish I could be here every day.
While events like Athletics Hall of Fame, Kegs and Eggs, and Mimosas and a Masterpiece was scheduled throughout the weekend, the highlight of HOCO weekend is the tailgating. 2018 and 2019 alumna Amber Lynn Havoc could not wait to spend time with her friends.
My favorite part about homecoming is seeing friends that, you know, I haven't seen in a really long time and getting to spend time together.
Others, it was a true homecoming, like 2016 alumnus PJ Steiner, who has not been back to Misericordia in a long time.
I haven't been here for the past 4 years, so I definitely want to be able to see my friends and family here and just kind of reconnect with them and have a good time, yeah.
Class of 2019 and 2020 alumna Taylor Webb was excited to be back on campus, but brought feelings of wishing she was back.
It's so fun being back and seeing my friends, but I also miss being here, and I'm really excited to have one more semester here in the spring.
But what I wanted to find out at this year's homecoming is how much Misericordia has made an impact on some of our tailgaters this year. While making my way through the parking lot aisles and snagging some food along the way, I went around asking the simple question I ask in every podcast: how has Misericordia helped you get to where you are today? For Wesley Hill, both the education and relationships he has made has certainly helped him transition to the adult life.
To future my learning knowledge and my career development, and I think it really helped me to where I'm at right now. I think that my friends and my family here that I met in Misericordia has really shaped me to the person I am.
For Amber Lynn Havoc, nothing compares to an SLP degree at Misericordia.
I mean, the speech program, I think, is, like, kind of unrivaled. I've gotten, like, multiple compliments just on, you know, my clinical skills and speech in general. And I think bringing that back to Misericordia is, like, a really cool experience. And, you know, just keep improving the name of Misericordia.
PJ Steiner brings connections to what he did at Misericordia and has applied them to where he works today.
It's done so much. I mean, the amount of ability to be able to be with the organizations, different organizations that I have there, like being able to be a part of the Ultimate Frisbee team helped me get involved with the Millers. I'm now working for Millersville University, so now I'm able to work with the Ultimate Frisbee team there, able to get involved with their campus as well and kind of say, you know, this is what Misericordia did, you know, this is what, you know, Millersville can do as well. And then also, you know, just being able to be a part of the Misericordia soccer team helped me be able to be a coach for Elizabethtown College soccer, which is what I'm doing now as well. So I mean, Misericordia has helped me out so much, and being able to have the connections there as well has just done so much for me overall. So yeah.
Zach Sabaday has made his personal journey trying to achieve his dreams at Misericordia and has done so with tremendous support.
I came here for biology thinking I wanted to go into the medical field, and everybody here reinforced that. They were supportive. I had the greatest professors that I could have ever asked for. They were like another set of parents, basically, and they guided me in the right direction, provided me with a great education to get where I am today. And now I'm back at Misericordia in the physician assistant program, so working towards the goal, getting in the medical field, achieving my dreams.
In total, over 500 alumni made their way back to Dallas, PA to celebrate the fond memories and friends they have made at Misericordia. We hope you can join us for Homecoming 2020, Friday, October 2nd to Sunday, October 4th. That concludes today's special podcast. I'm Mike Gambita, and we'll see you next time.